Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another Monday night installment here at Your Remedies in the Law. My name is Martin Michelson. I'll be your host for this evening's conference call brought to you by Your Remedies in the Law, which is in direct affiliation with Americans Restoring America. Before we get started with this evening, though, it is very important that I provide you with the following disclaimer. Nothing that you hear on this call tonight may be deemed by you in any way, shape, or form to give legal advice. If you're on this call because of a situation in your life where you require legal advice, I very politely ask you to hang up the phone. Now, we don't mean to sound rude when we say this. We just want to express to everyone in no uncertain terms that anyone looking for legal advice has no place or business here on any of these calls. Nobody here at Your Remedies in the Law or any of the programs offered by Americans Restoring America is a lawyer, attorney, or any member of the bar. Therefore, no one here is able to offer you any legal advice. Should you require legal advice, our advice to you would be get an attorney. As for these calls, they are all just for entertainment purposes, just folks saying what they might do. Were they similarly situated to you? People's opinions, really. However thoughtful and experienced and educated as these opinions might be, at the end of the day, they are still just people's opinions. And it is always up to you to do your own due diligence. All right. Next up, I could take everybody to the homepage of www.yourremediesinthelaw.com. If we look up in the upper right-hand corner, we see a little picture of the Constitution. Click on that. We have a separate page come up with just two items on it. But these two items are of much importance, especially if this is all new to you. First, on the left, is the jurisdictionary course. This is your 24-hour crash course on the rules of civil procedure, better known to some as American Jurisprudence, or AMJUR. The rules of civil procedure are essentially the foundational structure upon which all law in America rests. So to have a firm and thorough understanding of these rules means to have at least a basic concept of what's going on in virtually any course scenario that you might find yourself in. On the right is the common law default process. Of course, it's mostly known for its national 85% win rate in most traffic cases throughout the country. At least that's what it's most popularly purchased for. But that's not really why we have it up here. The reason that it's up here is once you've gone through the jurisdictionary course a couple times, and then you get into the common law default, you'll see very quickly that it acts as a real life homework assignment, if you will. A lot of the core structures that you learned about in jurisdictionary are now acting out in a real-life scenario with the common law default. Add to that such a high win rate and the fact that traffic scenarios are usually the least strenuous of the courtroom dramas. Folks usually find it more palatable for that to be their first time. Both of these items are very affordably priced, asking just a very small contribution of $250 for the jurisdictionary and $150 for the common law default. So I encourage you to pick those up at your earliest convenience. All right. Back to the homepage of Your Remedies in the Law. We see the login and register there. That reminds us to remind you, pick yourself up a account at Your Remedies in the Law. Set yourself up with an online account there. Also, very affordable price, just $10 a month. You can do that automatic through your credit card or PayPal, whatever you like. That gives you full access to all the wonderful educational features there at Your Remedy. Of course, you get the phone number and the PIN for every single call. So you have full access to all the calls. Of course, all the archives as well. Many, many years of archives, the vast wealth of knowledge available there. As well as many other wonderful features. If that's not an option for you just yet, though, you do have Freedoms Radio. Freedoms Radio is 100% free to use, freedomsradio.com. Every evening the calls are broadcasted out over the air. There's even a question bar where you can type in a question or a comment, click submit. We read those out over the air. So you can get some limited interaction with the speaker for that evening. Nowhere near on the scale of having the membership there, but you don't have to miss a call again if you don't wish. All right, on to the next subject. Most of you have probably noticed now that map of the United States that you see on virtually every website that we have. This is Grassfire Communications, formerly known as Statewide Communications. It's a private communications platform that enables folks to speak with one another on a local level based on very strict, pre-decided topics of discussion. Got a very easy-to-use setup wizard, you know, put your name in here, click next, that sort of thing. Ask you a few other basic questions, then it's going to have you pick from a long list of topics. These topics range anything from, for example, this evening's topic, which is status change, to home foreclosure issues, IRS issues, traffic, health rights, veterans' rights, on and on. If you can think of it, you'll find it in that list. And then towards the end, it's going to ask you to choose a radius, citywide, countywide, statewide, so forth. By the time it's all said and done, it's going to put you in contact with people right there in your local area that share the same interests as you do, much like how a lot of folks would probably describe a social media. Really nothing like a social media, though. Very custom, very private, but how a lot of folks would describe that. The idea is that maybe you jump on there one day and you say, well, this happened to me today. First few people come in to come back and say, well, that's what's wrong with this country. I don't think they should be able to do that. I don't think that's fair. Well, those might be accurate statements, but that's probably not going to help you in your education very much. Then maybe the fourth person comes in and says, well, I'll tell you what I would do if I were similarly situated. I'd go down to my local county courthouse. By the way, if you didn't know, every county's got a courthouse. Every courthouse has a law library. Free of the taxpayer. And I'd look up those terms, see what the definitions are, and that'll get you started on what you're going to be looking at. And then I'd watch this YouTube video, for example. Well, now we're starting to get somewhere. Maybe the next person after that says, those sound like great ideas also. And go to this particular website, check out this educational package. You see where we're going with this. Again, the idea is to put the power of communication, power of education, back in the hands of the common man. And of course, Grassfire Communications is yet another completely free tool at your disposal. All right, also, most of you probably noticed by now, every time you visit the homepage of your remedy, you're met with that little blue box that pops up. Ask if you want to continue on or stay. The reason that we've done this very simple is we're trying to get folks to explore. Too often we hear, oh, I wish I'd known about this, or I wish I'd heard about that before. And so we put that up there, encouraging folks to constantly stay investigating and seeing what's available to them there. Your remedy has grown quite a bit in stature over the last few years. A lot of new information providers, a lot of new processes added to existing information providers. And then everything at Your Remedy is in the law. Your Remedy is in the law is just one of a dozen and a half websites that all together make up Americans Restoring America. So odds are there's probably quite a bit that you might have missed. So we encourage you to check that out as well. All right, starting to wind down here. This next portion is called your caveat emptor or your buyer beware. When you come aboard with an information provider, an educator here at Your Remedies and the Law, you're doing just that. You're coming aboard directly with an information provider. Now, these info providers pay for advertising at Your Remedy. This would be a cost of that information provider along with any other costs associated with your particular educational process or whatever it is that you're looking at. More specifically, you might ask, what is the credit or refund policy at Your Remedy? Well, there is none. that was going to be a conversation that would need to be had, and that would be a strict and private matter between you and your information provider. And then I can tell you, folks, even then, that's very few and far between. It must be extenuating circumstances. Again, always you're expected to have done your due diligence before you commit to any information provider or their time or any educational process. All right, lastly, I want to remind everybody that all of our speakers at these conference calls are our guests and should be treated with the highest level of respect. If you disagree with something that a speaker has to say, that's fine. The screen is how we learn, but please, you must always keep it civil. Besides, if a question is posed properly and answered properly, then we all get to learn something from it. All right, well, that is my ramble for this evening, folks. So without further ado, it's my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Edward at this time, and he will introduce our speaker, GW, for this evening.
All right, thank you so very, very much, Martin. How's my sound check coming across?
Sounds good.
Great. All right, so everyone on this call should know by now. Let me just check real quick to see if we have any newbies here that would be important to know. No newbies. Okay, so everybody here. All right, so everyone on this call should by now know that by pursuant to Corpus Juris Secundum, quote, the United States government is a foreign corporation with respect to a state, end quote, and that foreign corporation was provided the District of Columbia for its headquarters. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17 of the Federal Constitution, circa 1789. The freely associated compact states, as were evidenced in 28 U.S.C. 29B, Bravo, are in fact countries united together by and under the Constitution. Every government is a corporate entity. Prior to the 14th Amendment, there was no such thing as a citizen of any corporation in America. And the public servants were, in fact, public servants for the people, we the people, not within the jurisdiction of the United States that is vested with, quote, all needful rules and regulations, end quote, but within the jurisdiction of every state of this union, the supreme law of the land decrees to the foreign corporation in Article 4, Section 4, quote, the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government, end quote. Now, a question everyone should contemplate is, quote, were the original people of, say, Florida, where I'm from, citizens of the country Florida, or in the alternative, were they citizens of the state of Florida? Did you catch that? Ask it again. Were the original people of Florida, you can put your own state in there, citizens of the country, Florida, or in the alternative, were they citizens of the, quote, state of Florida, end quote? There is more and more evidence that the guaranteed state that is of Florida is defined in 18 U.S.C. 1961-1 as a state of the United States. In Poindexter versus Greenhow, 114 U.S. 270, it nails it. Quote, in the discussion of such questions, the distinction between the government of a state and the state itself is important and should be observed. In common speech and in common apprehension, they're usually regarded as identical, and as ordinarily the acts of government are the acts of the state, because within the limits of its delegation of power, the government of the state is generally confounded with the state itself. And often, the former is meant when the latter is mentioned. The state itself is an ideal person, intangible, invisible, immutable. The government, on the other hand, is an agent, and within the sphere of the agency, perfect representative. But outside of that, it is lawless usurpation. End quote. In Cross v. Board of Supervisors of Elections, 221A, 2nd, 431, this is a 1966 decision. Quote, before, both before and after the 14th Amendment to the Federal Constitution, it has not been necessary for a person to be a citizen of the United States in order to be a citizen of his state. We need to remember that this state, let's quote, quote, this state, end quote, it means one of the countries to 28 U.S.C. 297B, Bravo, and not a, quote, state, end quote, of the United States, as defined in 18 U.S.C. 1961-1. With subject corporate citizenship created in 1868 with the 14th Amendment, remember, it says subjects to the United States. The Supreme Court decreed to wit, quote, the citizen cannot complain because he has voluntarily submitted himself to such a form of government. He owes allegiance to the two departments, so to speak, and within their respective spheres must pay the penalties which each exacts for disobedience to its laws, end quote. Of course, you recognize, I'm quoting United States versus Cruikshank, 92 U.S. 542 at page 551. In other words, quote, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, end quote. You volunteered, baby. The evidence shows that these two departments of the United States are within the scope of the 14th Amendment regarding citizenship. And the evidence shows that the 14th Amendment made no corporate person thereunder a citizen of the country named Florida, as is falsely believed. The very intelligence embedded in the original Constitution is incredible. And then, unfortunately, as time passed, idiots, or traitors, if you prefer, had to start improving on that intelligence to what we have today. Today, with all the improvements to the intentions, the original intentions of the framers, and with everything now functioning beyond the restraint of the Constitution under the, quote, all needful rules and regulations, end quote, of these two departments, so to speak, it has never been more true than what it was decreed in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6 of the Scriptures, to wit, quote, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, end quote. I can think of no other better paramount reason for one to correct their political citizenship status than this. So, that concludes my opening remarks. I see that GW is not yet here. He'll join us shortly. So, allow me to wax on. And you're going to learn this tomorrow night, I think, on the call. I'll get a little jump start on it. I did confirm with John about 20 minutes ago, 21 minutes ago, that he will be on tomorrow night's call. That he will be talking about how, or he will actually be sharing with us that he has now made official entry or is making official entry in four of his students' issues as appointed counsel under the Sixth Amendment. So this is going to be very, very exciting. Why? Well, because we don't expect any of the four students' judges to just sit there and say, oh, okay, you made perfect sense in this brief. We see all the court cases you've cited, and golly gee, it just looks like you're right on the money here, but, you know, we're just not going to let you come in anyways. So that's what we're expecting. And when they do, then the next step is that John will be filing four separate federal lawsuits in against four separate judges for deprivation of rights under color of law. See, John has corrected his political citizenship status. The students that he's working with have corrected their political citizenship status. So this is going to be a most interesting thing that we're going to be going into next. Let's see. So I do hope you all consider joining us next week, or tomorrow night, rather, with Brother John. I am still waiting for GW to show. Let me just check my text to make sure he doesn't have a oops or something in here. Nope, he's nothing else. All right, so Mr. Michael, you raised your hand. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, so the problem we have is they're a fictional court, and you're a man, a breathing human being, soul, and that's why they don't want to recognize unless you have a counsel. But it doesn't say you have to have a counsel of the Bar Association, because then you'd have to produce, what is it called, current foreign agent registration form, which none of them have.
Right. Exactly. The thing is that they legally, lawfully exist and within the sphere that they operate. They're legally there. They're lawfully there. The problem is they're asserting that you belong there too, when in fact you do not belong there. And that's why it's so critically important, if and when the day comes that you a defendant in a case, that it's very clearly established on the record your corrected political citizenship status. I see that GW has joined us. You missed a great introduction, GW. I'll have to send you a copy of it. All right. So let's, Michael, I'm go ahead and muting you back and dropping your hands and turn the call back over to Martin at this time. Go ahead, Martin. Martin, are you muted?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I hear you now.
All right. Looks like DW has joined us.
Yes, sir.
And it looks like you've just joined us, too.
What are we doing? We're going right to questions and answers?
No. We're going to ask GW what he's done this week. Has he come up with any nuggets or any pearls? What's been interesting for him this week? Give him an opportunity to do his monologue, and then we turn it over to Q&A when he's good and ready.
All right. I love it. Let's do it.
Yeah, so, it's interesting going through the week to all kinds of things that happen, and I couldn't, I was going to record on, I had to get a different recording app because something was using my recorder, my mic on my on my phone. I don't know if you ever get that, you know, like, can't record right now, something's, another app is using your application. It's like another, you know, your mic. And it's like, doggone it. These things come into my head, and I'm like, oh, gosh, got to share that. And then I don't I'm not able to document it, and I'm like, ah, man. And it comes to Monday night, and then I'm like, ah, okay. So, anyway, lots of stuff happening. A lot of people, it's always interesting, have people coming in almost every day that are at some stage of wanting to get their status corrected. And this week, it's kind of interesting. I do a lot of work with people that are jet setters and going to different countries and staying in different countries and are getting second passports and also different citizenships, economic citizenship, things like that. A lot of people from nomad capitalists, also just different groups out there. And it is kind of interesting because there is a lot of activity that is brewing out there with a lot of different gurus and whatnot. And of course, I knew that was coming. It wasn't going to be the same after a little while, after people really started waking up to this stuff and after a lot of these others are putting out so much information. And it's always interesting that I got to go over and deprogram, so to speak, all of the different things that people pick up on all these different sites. That all the different hoops that they are told that they have to jump through just in order to get their status corrected. And it never fails to surprise me a little bit. And so just having to deal with that issue takes a lot of time. So I'm going to be trying to work things out to where I can maybe be able to send them to a video or something where I cover all this so I don't have to do it on each and every phone call anymore. But anyway, with that said, there's just a lot of interesting and separate issues that people are bringing into this whole arena of correcting your status. So correcting your status has to do with being in a category that the State Department has you in when you are issued your passport. And that's the one thing that we want to get in place. And, of course, how we do it is we do it through the affidavit process, using that with DS-11, which is the application for a passport, which has to be also correctly filled out. A number of different things have to be on that and checked off right. And so, but that's, like I probably say this quite often, that's just the very beginning of moving forward and putting your status and your new understanding to work. And to walk that out, so to speak. I get sent all these different YouTubes and TikToks and whatever from different people asking me to look at, stops on the road. It's constantly stops on the road that people are dealing with. And that's really one of the most basic things that there is that you'd be using this for when you have your passport and your passport card. And but there's so many other things that are applicable in life and moving forward in business in all of these different arenas. And so without getting into a huge, long speech about it, you know, it'd be interesting to know from the people that we have on the call tonight, you know, for questions. It's really hard for me to tell because I come on here really naked. I'm not looking at a computer. I'm not seeing any of the screens. And I don't know how many people are on the call. I don't know who are the new callers. I have no access to that besides Michael and Martin. And so I would love to, on this call or in the future, you know, be able to get kind of a summation of how many people we have on the call. I don't want numbers called out necessarily and ask them, you know, to disclose who they are or whatever. That doesn't really need to happen. But it would be nice to know.
Stop here real quick, GW.
Sure.
GW? We have 14 callers that have called in on their phone. We have 9 who are listening on Freedom's Radio right at the moment. So you have 23 people, which is average to low. Usually there's 30 to 35 in the neighborhood, so it's quieter tonight. And there are no new first-time callers, no newbies. And I would just encourage everyone on this call, make a personal effort to reach out to those people you talk to. I mean, you're not in your own bubble every day, all week long. You're out there in the world. And when you talk about politics, you talk about things like that, you maybe mention this call. Give them the phone number. Give them the PIN. In time and place, give them an opportunity to share, to learn this information as well. And so I just want to share that again. Go ahead, back to you, GW.
Okay. All right. Okay, that's interesting. Because I'm wondering if the 14 callers we have are mostly people that have already signed up, gotten their status corrected, and they're looking for further education at this point, you know, so that, or something like that. It's hard to know who's trying to put their toe in the water, because I really don't have a base to understand that, because I would like to be using this time in a more expedient way. That's what I'm saying.
Sure.
You know,
5 of the people that I see on the call tonight, of the now 15, Elmer in Nevada just joined us, so it's an added one. They 5 of these people have already gone through the program. So they're here to pick up pearls from you as you appear every week. The others have not, so I just assume that they're getting closer and closer to that line in the sand where they're ready to jump and get involved, I would say, or be more better convinced. I don't know. Go ahead. Back to you.
Okay. All right. All right. That's cool. So, you know, with that said, would love to, like I said, my passion and my intent is to really help people along and, you know, and progress in this arena. And so, anyway, why don't we open it up to some question and answers, see what we get there, Martin, and go from there.
All right, sounds good. Star 2 on your keypad, folks, if you have a question. Star 2 at this time to raise your hand. Those listening on the Freedom's Radio side, type your questions in the question bar at this time and click submit. All right. right. First up, we've got Elmer in Nevada. Go ahead, Elmer.
Hey, good evening, guys. I just about bet you most of these people are waiting to do something until this so-called RVs, if it ever happens. So, just my two cents.
Yeah.
I don't know if they got, you know, funds to do this kind of stuff. My trip to Spain was uneventful going, but yet coming back to this country, it wasn't so terrific. So anyway, it is what it is.
Okay.
How did you go through the custom things like that with your pass card and passport?
Over there, overseas, it was no big deal at all. Just walk right through everything. But coming back to this country, I mean, yeah, they pulled me out of line and stuck me over to the dam through their deal. And the guy, he ran the passport, and then he looked at me, and then he ran the passport again, and he looked at me and looked at it, and finally said, have a nice day. And so I don't know what the hell he was looking at. So anyway, whatever it is, it is.
It's probably the first time. Probably the first time you ever saw something that said, go ahead, TW.
Yeah, that's kind of a common thing if they haven't experienced it, because if they're looking at your passport information and they see it says do not detain, do not arrest, do not search, and they've been doing that with you a little bit before they ran your passport, they're kind of in a quandary. So
well, I got off the plane and then went through it. This young gal, she put my stuff in a red envelope, said follow this gal over, and went into another room. And anyway, the guy, he took it out there, and I was the only one in there. He took it out and ran it through, and then he looks at me and looks back at that two or three times and said, here you go, you know, have a nice trip. And that was it. So I don't know, maybe I don't look like a diplomat or something. Who knows?
Yeah, it's probably true. If you diplomats have a certain way of carrying themselves, and
I wasn't wearing a damn suit or any of that, you know. I was just in, you know, street clothes, always, you know. I have shirts with collars, and I dress appropriately, but I don't, you know, I'm not going to travel in a damn suit, so it is what it is.
Yep.
So other than that, it was uneventful. It was hotter than the hubs of hell and muggier and shit over there, you know. People were really
Where'd
nice.
You go again? Spain?
I enjoyed it. Spain. Flew into...
Yeah.
It was a struggle getting there because, of course, they canceled my second flight. And so they rerouted me, and I spent 12 hours in the airport in Phoenix. And they rerouted me from there straight to London. And then, of course, that plane was an hour late, so I missed the flight from London to Madrid. So I waited 3 hours there. So it was a stressful time going. But anyway, it was all first class, so it wasn't too bad. I got to take a nap going, so it wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
First class. Same thing coming back.
Never had a bad experience in first class.
No, me either. I mean, the plane was nice. It was whatever the hell it was, a Dreamliner. It was nice. So, food was decent.
Okay.
Other than that, it was all good. It was all good. I enjoyed it.
Good deal.
Next year they tell me we're going to Saudi Arabia. So we'll see.
All right.
Anyway, that's my two cents. I don't think a lot of people struggling right now. I mean, hell, you can't afford to buy a damn sandwich with this moronic government that's in this You know, I just paid $5.11 for fuel today. I mean, this is ridiculous in this shithole country. But anyway, just my opinion. But thank God we got Joe Biden here. Hell, we wouldn't have to pay so much.
Yeah. Yeah, I won't argue with you there.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's all.
Thanks
I
Thanks for
got.
The comments. Okay.
All right. See you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Martin.
Yep. Next up, we've got Michael and Nevada. Did you have something else?
Yeah, you can hear me okay, right?
We can, yeah.
This is for Mike Edwards. The yes, sidebar, sidebar I was going to talk about on the courts and the judges was where I was reading that in the code when it says that when the code comes into conflict with the common law, the code is to submit to the common law, but they don't do that. That's where we're at with that. We got if you affect them, you affect the whole system. It's either put them in jail or
do you have that a case precedent on that? What you just said.
I do, but I'll have to go back and find it. It's been about a month or so since I've read through that. I read through stuff every day, so. But I'll look for it again.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, post RV and. Michael and I have had a conversation on this, is I hope to include him onto the team, bring him onto the team. He's got great research resources that he utilizes. I'll look for that when you send it.
Okay.
All right. Okay, Mike.
Star 2 on your keypad, folks, if you have a question. Star 2 to raise your hand, or if you're listening on the Freedom's Radio side, type your questions in the question bar at this time and click submit.
Now, usually when we have good numbers like we have on Freedom's Radio, there's going to be generate one or two questions, usually. Well, tell us about tomorrow night, Martin, and bring us home. Nobody's going to raise their hand.
All right. Well, we'll be back again tomorrow night. It'll be our normal Tuesday night call with Brother John talking about litigation, tip of the spear. And then we'll return again Wednesday night with Air Slevin discussing LLCs. So, until next time, have a pleasant rest of your evening and be well.
Okay, folks, good night.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.